Hey everybody, welcome to Voices from the Front Lines, the Tuesday 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and on the web at kpfk.org. I'm your host, Eric Mann. It's really a pleasure to do this show. In the first segment of today's show, I want to take a look at the powerful international movement called La Via Campesina and its upcoming April 17th event called the Global Day of Peasant Struggle Against Land Grab. Joining me to discuss La Via Campesina and this event are two leaders of organizations that are members of Via Campesina in the North American region. Carlos Marentes, founder and director of the Border Agricultural Workers Project that organizes migrant agricultural workers along the U.S.-Mexico border, based in El Paso, Texas. And Dina Ha, vice president of the National Family Farm Coalition, a Montana family farmer since 1979, and co-chair of the North American region of Via. Now, I'm pleased to have on the show Carlos Marentes and Dina Hoff. Carlos Marentes is founder and director of the Border Agricultural Workers Project that organizes migrant agricultural workers along the U.S.-Mexico border, based in El Paso, Texas. He's also organized international caravans to protest at the U.N. Climate Summit. Dina Hoff is vice president of the National Family Farm Coalition, a Montana family farmer and co-chair of the North American region of Via Campesina. Now, La Via Campesina, founded in 1993, is the international movement which brings together millions of peasants, small and medium-sized farmers, landless people, women farmers, indigenous people, migrants, and agricultural workers from around the world. It defends small-scale, sustainable agriculture as a way to promote social justice and dignity. It comprises about 150 local and national organizations in 70 countries, from Africa, Asia, Europe, and the Americas. So welcome to Voices from the Front Lines, Carlos and Dina.
Thank you, Eric.
Well, you guys really have your work cut out. You're taking on the agribusiness giants. Carlos, why don't you start with, how do you envision this David versus Goliath struggle? If people would ask you, what chance do you have to win against the agribusiness giants, what would your answer be?
Well, I think that from the point of view of farm workers, I'm an organizer of farm workers, that sector of our labor force in the United States who continue to suffer low wages, bad working conditions, who continue to be excluded from the rights and benefits that other sectors of the labor force already enjoy. For farm workers, this model of commercial industrial agriculture only means oppression. At the same time, most of the farm workers in the United States, and according to the government, we have a little bit more than 4 million farm workers in the United States, the men, women, and children who harvest the food that end up in our table. Most of them are from rural Mexico and from other countries, and most of them used to be peasants, used to be ejidatarios, poor campesinos, and the U.S. agriculture has almost destroyed those peasants' economies in rural Mexico and other parts of the hemisphere.
Right.
And these workers don't have any other option but to cross the border and to come to work in the United States to survive. And here in the United States, they end up becoming the cheap labor used by the large-scale, the industrial model production that we have in agriculture. So we don't have other alternative but to fight against this destructive model of agriculture, because it only brings poverty here in the United States, poverty, exploitation, but also it means, you know, the inability for these people to live in their homeland, to live in their communities, to be with their families.
Thanks, Carlos. We'll hold that there, and I'll come back to you. Is that okay? Dina, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Well, you're a family farmer, a small farmer in Montana. What's that like, and why did you join Via Campesina?
Well, I started at the grassroots and started with my local community and got involved in agriculture and environmental issues at the state and regional and national level, and it was just a natural progression to go to the international level because we have the same problems, we're fighting the same enemies, and we need to be united and not allow people in power to divide us and tell us that we're different and that we should not stand together.
Well, in terms of your common enemy, tell us some of the large agribusinesses by name, and what is your April 17th objective? So start with, what's the names of some of the large agribusinesses?
Okay, there's Cargill and ConAgra, the control of the food everything from the genetics to the retail. Monsanto's the number one seed company in the world, has the largest share of seed sales in the whole world. There's DuPont and Syngenta, Land O'Lakes, Bayer, Dow. There's also other international corporations, energy corporations, and you can't really separate energy from agriculture because they're just too united in what's happening to agriculture and the environment all over the world. And these large corporations would prefer to have all food grown in giant giant plantations with virtually slave labor, or else run by big machines that are controlled by computers where you no longer need farmers, just technicians, and soil is just nothing but a medium to hold a plant upright and not a living entity that needs to be nurtured and defended and protected.
Well, in terms of the original roots of this in the whole development of private property and the whole issue of who owns land anyway, you know, and once land is so-called ownable, then more and more powerful capitalists keep growing and eating each other alive. Now, I've seen some Via Campesina photos, or maps, I should say, of all over the world, the growing concentration of agricultural wealth in the sense of stealing agricultural land, including going into other countries, violating their sovereignty, buying up lands through governments giving it away. I know, like in India, that's the case, in Bali, Indonesia, that's the case. What is the April 17th demonstration, and how does this deal with the particular issue of land grabs and land stealing?
Okay. Well, it generally is a peasant farmer's day, and it's to unite against large transnational corporations that stand in the way of a sustainable agriculture for the world. It was instituted when 16 peasants were slaughtered in defense of their land. And so April 17th is a day that Via Campesina and our allies celebrate all over the world to bring people together to know what is happening. And not just in food, but in, like you were talking about, land grabbing. And if people are listening to the news, they've heard of the coup in Mali, and that had to do a lot with land grabbing, with the most arable land being leased to Saudi Arabia, which is a wealthy country, to produce food for their people when there's a lot of hunger and malnutrition in Mali itself. And these kind of land grabs are going on all over the world in an attempt to commodify the entire planet, put a price on everything, air, water, land, every tree, every mineral, and even human life. And we don't think that's the way the world should be run. And so through the institution of food sovereignty, we are developing our own model of peasant-based sustainable agroecological farming, and we think that all people should be able to produce their own food, and that people who produce and distribute and consume should be at the heart of a food system and dictate the policies, rather than having governments, the IMF, the World Bank, the WTO, tell us who should be growing our food and how they should be growing it and who should eat and who shouldn't.
Well, Dina, it's really well said. And Carlos, let me ask you a question. Where do you see, in terms of the Southwest and Mexico, are there any popular struggles right now going on, particularly against agribusiness giants?
Well, I think that I would like to say that the logic of La Via Campesina is that yet it's true we are facing powerful forces. You know, the fact is that 200 corporations control of food system in the planet, the whole planet. Some of them are powerful corporations, U.S. corporations. So the logic is that we have to then build a global movement to fight against those corporations, against that model of in commercial industrial agriculture in a global scale. What about the issue of what is the relationship with the migrant farm workers? The model of agriculture, this model of agriculture, in the main aspect, the central point of this model is the exploitation of farm workers, of human beings. And farm workers in this country could continue to be the less paid, with an average of annual income of $7,000 a year, not even close to the federal poverty income guidelines. At the same time, these farm workers are the poor peasants that were displaced through the importation of food, many times through dumping practices in their countries. It's the case of Mexico, where now Mexico, that used to be self-sufficient in corn and bean production. Now, in regards to corn, depends entirely on the will of these corporations, like the one that Dina mentioned, Cargill, which now control a large percentage of the production and distribution of corn in Mexico. So we are facing a very powerful forces. The other side of the coin is that this model of agricultural food production is not only impacting small farmers, family farmers, and farm workers, but also affecting all of us, the consumers. Not in our life I ever thought that food one day will become a risk factor to human health. And now we see that more and more food is becoming a risk factor to health. The other point that Dina mentioned and that I think is crucial is the play this model of commercial industrial agriculture plays on the climate catastrophe that we are facing today. Agriculture is responsible for at least 40% of the greenhouse emissions. And I'm talking not only production, but the distribution, the transportation, the processing of all this food. And so these greenhouse emissions are the main contributors to global warming. So we are facing a model of agriculture that is destructive, that is not helping either farmers or migrant workers or consumers, but it's also creating a climate crisis like we have never seen before. You know, there's a part of Texas, West Texas, that is the most important producer of greenhouse emissions and has to do with the cattle industry in that sector of Texas. So we believe that this has to change, that we have to create a different type of production, a different type of food production, but also it includes, you know, convincing consumers to act, because now we have a few corporations, you know, deciding what we eat, you know, when, what type of food, and it's destroying, you know, our rural communities.
You know, you're right, Carlos, and I'm talking with Carlos Marentes and Dina Hoff, both from La Via Campesina, and we have about 2 minutes left. Dina, tell us, in terms of the international situation, if people said, I want to get involved with some particular struggles where people are asking, in terms of food sovereignty, are there any particular demands going on against large agribusinesses? On a small level, we knew that, not a small level, that the Immokalee workers, is just an example, were struggling with Trader Joe's not, unfortunately, on food sovereignty, but just on their own bodily sovereignty, as, you know, would Trader Joe's just pay them for picking tomatoes? Are there any particular international campaigns, high visibility campaigns right now against large agribusinesses? And you have about a minute and a half.
Yes, indeed. There is Combating Monsanto campaign, and that is the grassroots resistance to the corporate power of agribusiness in the area of the green economy and the changing climate. There is a big campaign going on all over. People want to know what they're eating. They want GMOs to be labeled. They do not want chemicals everywhere. They want to know. They want things to be transparent. They want civil society to actually have a voice in the running of their own governance, which is now not happening. We have too big of a revolving door from industries, especially the biotech industries, into governments at every level, and civil society is being shut out, not only in their own governments, but in the international institutions. Even the UN, which is supposed to be supporting civil society, is becoming completely under the influence of corporate.
The most optimistic thing, but the sad thing is that, the you know, those of us who worked at the World Conference Against Racism, the World Summit on Sustainable Development, and now this Rio Plus 20, the interpenetration of large agribusiness and large oil companies, large everything, chemical companies, into the UN structures, the role of nation states in taking over those UN structures, are one important reason why we need Via Campesina, because it is becoming now a world struggle. And I want to thank you both for being on the show. I really wish you the best on April 17th.